And now this is a dictation for Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, Jr., January 2941, address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-I-N-V-I-C-T-O-R-S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow up for Mr. Berry, who has chronic kidney disease, obstructive uropathy. Last visit in July, we did a teleconference. Right now he is enjoying life, has found a new partner after wife passing away. He would like to sell his old house and move up north, doing very careful bladder catheterization, four, six times a day with good urine output in the 300. No cloudiness or blood, minor dysuria, weight is stable, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. Denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, denies claudication symptoms, edema, ulcers. He uses hearing aids for hard of hearing, follows with urology Dr. Witzke, W-I-S-K-E-Y. Next paragraph, medication list review. Right now, antibiotics for urinary tract infection and vitamins. Next paragraph, has not been able to check blood pressure at home. He is an elderly gentleman, but oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, and good historian. Recent Klebsiella was isolated in the urine. He does have minor increase of cholesterol, LDL. Recent A1C, 5.8. Creatinine at 1.8, which is baseline. GFR 36, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and cell count. Normal, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Next number, obstructed uropathy, continuous self-catheterization. Next number, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, we follow nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, acid-base potassium, which all of them are normal. Next number, no anemia. Next number, recent urinary tract infection, appropriately treated, not symptomatic at this point in time. Next paragraph, continue pressing management, come back in 6 months.